Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Hannah Critchlow, and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists. This week, we wake ourselves up with a refreshingly novel and stimulating question. Justin Smith wrote in with this.
Why is it that at the office I get so tired, I could just about die? Every day is like this, but yet on the weekends I don't suffer. Am I just bored at what I do? Is it lack of oxygen, or what?
So, do you also feel bored and tired as soon as you enter the office? What's the scientific rationale for this, and can you do anything to stop it? We turn to Dr. Tom Manley from the Cambridge Cognition and Brain Sciences Unit for his thoughts on the quandary.
I think a broad assumption, obviously, is that the things that you're doing in the office are less interesting and less enjoyable than the things that you're choosing to do at the weekend, which is either bad news for your work or good news for your weekend, depending on exactly how you want to look at it. But I think with any task, we can see that there's a sort of dynamic interaction with the degree to which it captures the resources of the brain that are needed to do that task. So if we're doing a task which is very interesting and salient, it's offering lots of stimulation that capture our attention. If you think about things like novelty, if it's very new, that will tend to capture our attention. Or if lots of very exciting things are happening very quickly, grabs our attention.
Frequent flurries of interesting, novel and salient tasks. Does that sound like your work? Perhaps Justin's work is more like this.
Watching paint dry, watching test cricket. All our effort is involved in monitoring whether our attention has moved onto the task or has moved away from it and keeping it there. And that's what we experience as this subjective sense of effort. And it's easy to see how some tasks that we do in the office would more easily fit into that category. We've done it many, many times before. It holds very little interest or excitement for us.
And are there any differences between weekend activities and what you're up to at work?
Maybe how sensitive the task is to a lapse in attention. So if you're in the office doing the annual accounts, your attention may wander just for a moment, but that the consequence of that is that everything will be out in the accounts and you'll have to start again. So you'll really notice that lapse in attention. Whereas at the weekend, maybe you're, I don't know, hoovering, pottering around the house. You probably won't even notice if your attention has drifted from the task. It has no consequence.
And I suggest lunchtime jogs, walks, or even jorks around the block to wake up. You can work jiggling around to keep your body moving, and you can mix and match your tasks during the day with frequent breaks, plus filling open the window to let the fresh air in. Tom also has this to say.
But the real key, if we're able to achieve it, and it's not always easy to achieve, I realise, is if we want to pay attention very well during our work, then do something that you love. That's what makes it easy to pay attention.
Well, I think that's what we all aspire to. Thanks, Justin, for the question and Tom for the answer. Moving on, I'm in South Africa, and whilst there, I came across this gem of a question.
Hello, my name is Ilhamja Dean. I'm from Lanesia in Johannesburg in South Africa, and I'm at the Rancho, also in Johannesburg in South Africa. And my question is, why does fire burn?
What do you think? You can post on our Naked Scientists Facebook page. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can email studio@thenakedscientists.com. Or you can join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.